This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now. You are listening to the Identity Theft Warriors. This is Kerry Lutz looking at part 19. But with us, we've got Pat Crow, COO of KeepMyID.org, and major breach that you need to know about. If you own an Android phone or an Android tablet, for that matter, and we're talking about hundreds of millions of you out there who do, and if you're running the latest versions or later versions of Android, you have a major problem on your hands. Pat, expert in data security, former Defense Department security expert. He's here to talk about it now. We can't overemphasize the importance of these breaches, because once they're in your cell phone, they can get to all of your data there. If you're like me, you might have social security numbers in there. You might have your banking info. In your contacts, you could have a wealth of data that identity thieves would like to steal and either use themselves to commit identity theft or to sell to others in a burgeoning market on the dark web, where all of your data from one time or another is probably for sale at this very moment. Pat, glad you're coming back on the show. This is a biggie, isn't it?
Yeah, Kerry, it's good to be back. This is kind of crazy. Okay, so when I'm looking at this, and I don't have an Android, I got the other one, the other phone, which I don't know.
Oh, if a it's Windows. Any. You mean you have a Windows phone?
Yeah, no, the other one.
the other one.
The other one, number six. I got a new one finally. I'm appreciating the bigger screen. But I would say that, you know, which is not to say they're immune from the same thing happening. I will say they're kind of a little bit more tightly controlled on the apps that they allow access to these tools. So basically what happened is that the companies, the manufacturers, put tools on your phone. So if you call in, they have a problem, they can use these tools to look at your phone, what's going on with your phone remotely is the way I'm reading this thing, and you know, remote access to your phone. So these enterprising young hackers or old hackers, whoever they are, came up with apps that not apps, tools that they can download via these plugins that they can download onto your smartphone that allow them to take control of these fewer tools, these network support tools. And some of you have worked in places where the IT guy says, okay, I'm going to take over your mouse now, and they start doing all the stuff on your computer. That's basically what this is. And there's no way for the plugin to verify the identity of the person using that tool. So there's no verification for them to get in there and get access to that tool. And this means that someone could jump into your phone, act like they're the phone company, basically, and snatch all the data off of your phone.
And like we said, you know that there are people that have got tons and tons of very, very confidential data that really could be used for identity theft, and you're wide open, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, because they, you know, they're going to, I'm thinking about my own phone, and the contacts are particularly vulnerable, and there's a lot of information on the contacts of folks that can be exploited. I know some folks on their children's contacts, they have, you know, the Holy Trinity, they have date of birth, place of birth, social security number, you know, in their contact files on their phones. So, you know, that's just one example of the kind of information that they can pull off of this. It's a treasure trove. I'm reading and I'm trying to find out if they can use it to access your password holders, you know, your pass lane or those types of things. And it's I can't really get a good picture on that yet, but something tells me they could take all the data off your phone and then try to crack into that thing. And the list of manufacturers is about 20. You know, Intel, Lenovo, Samsung, Gigasets. So that, you know, pretty much anybody who makes a Android capable phone was impacted by this security flaw.
Well, one good thing that comes from it, Pat, is that Google and Samsung, Samsung being the largest manufacturer of Android devices in the world, now are going to issue regular security updates. But I'm just wondering, I mean, we always knew, Pat, that your information's not safe. It's up on the cloud. If it's on your handheld, then you're probably backing it up. If you're using that other company you spoke to, you're using backups, cloud-based backups. All of this stuff is out there. Nobody is safe. There's billions of people using smartphones now. What are you supposed to do? Wipe your smartphone clean, or do you just take it off the web? I don't know what to do here. It's really a quandary. There must be a way that you can fortify or secure your smartphone.
I know one thing you could do is make sure you got some kind of Wi-Fi, a hotspot shield, for example, to protect you when you're on a Wi-Fi circuit. Google says that for a user to be affected, they'd have to install applications which they monitor for with Verify Apps and Safety Net. They're not even very specific about what apps can do this. The trick on this thing is that the manufacturers of these phones created this flaw with these remote viewing tools that they put in. So for a criminal to get into your phone, they would have to find an app pathway to get into your phone.
Well, at least you have one thing going for you, and that is if you subscribe to keepmyid.org, you'll have a service that will actually prevent people, once they get this information, if they get it, from opening up new accounts, from doing all that type of malicious stuff, taking out a new mortgage, buying homes, all that in your name, because you're going to stop it. So even though you can't stop somebody from hacking a phone, Pat, you can stop them from hacking your credit.
Right. And Kerry, one thing to remember, because I deal with people, I talk to people all the time about this, and they say, well, I'm real careful. I don't have any data. I don't have this. I don't have that. Well, this particular hack is data. Again, it's data that other people have on you that may be on their phone. Your phone number, those other kinds of identifiable information that you don't have any control over. So with the fraud alerts that we in place on people's accounts, it'll prevent a credit line from being open in your name without additional processes being applied to your situation. So if you go into a car dealership or something, they're going to ask you additional questions. And this is the protection that used to be the industry standard until the credit bureaus sued LifeLock back in 2006. So up to that point in time, this was recognized as the best protection. And after you've been breached, and you know, one of those things goes off, then you find out that you've been a victim, that's when most companies will go out and emplace these things. But we comply with the law that came out in 2006 out of the court ruling and put those in place for you ahead of time. So with the Keep My ID protection and the fraud alert, you've done step one already. So if you have any other company and you call in and say, my identity has been stolen, they're going to tell you to get on the credit bureaus and to put on a fraud alert. We've already done that. You've already got that done. And it's the most proactive approach that there is out there.
Yeah. And like I say, you can't do much. One thing I do recommend is if you got an Android, all right, only put your contacts, your calendar, and any other sensitive data on the device that you use. If you've got a tablet, okay, you got additional phones, don't load your contacts on there. Don't load your calendar or any other sensitive data, because what it enables you to do is you'll forget about those devices. They won't be updated as often as your primary device. And the less places, Pat, where your data appears, less chances of it getting stolen, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And one thing, just to back up a little bit, is that one of the vulnerabilities, the hackers can actually enter into this app via text message. So you can get a spear phishing text message and you know, I know that I'm guilty of this. Sometimes I'll get text messages, there'll be a link in there and it's not from a number I know. So, you know, I'll click on it. But that is one way that they're actually accessing these tools on your phone, is through a text message spear phishing attack. Oh. But, you know, to back up on, you know, concrete ways for you to try to limit your exposure on this breach is obviously get all the updates done on your Android, and then go back in there and look at what you're storing in your phone. Because I know a lot of people put everything on their phone, and it's becoming the next PC. But this just goes to show you that there are still some differences between telephone vulnerabilities and laptop and desktop computer vulnerabilities.
Yeah, well, we know that, and we know it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Hopefully, Google will do its part. But like our last expert, Eric Vandenberg, said, even if you're encrypting, if they get the person who you've sent encrypted email to who's got the key, then they're going to know what you're saying anyway. So there's got to be some better way of encryption available here, Pat. I'm sure there are thousands of people as we speak right now developing these tools, but until they come out, probably keepmyid.org is your best defense.
Yeah, absolutely, Kerry. And you know, we're sitting here talking and there's another major breach going on with the Carphone warehouse.
Oh yeah.
2.4 million Carphone warehouse customers. So that's Europe's version of Best Buy. So may not affect a whole lot of our listeners in the United States, but if you're overseas and you're in Europe, could impact you.
All right. Well, on that note, lots to be cheerful for, but remember keepmyid.org. They're there to prevent any further damage from happening if a breach of your phone should occur, but you got to get signed up now, because the only way to prevent identity theft is to sign up with keepmyid.org right now. Use the code FSN2. You'll get the best possible plans available for you and your family. Pay now. You'll get a substantial discount for the year. And Pat, we just got to keep our fingers crossed and hope that they don't get that other phone too soon, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then, you know, Kerry, the other thing is you definitely want to have someone you can call and talk to about these problems to assess your own situation and your own vulnerability. And that's, you know, that's the third part of our service, the consultation with identity protection experts.
All right. Well, on that note, Pat, we will talk to you again soon, and on to the next breach.
Thanks.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.